Welcome back to episode 4 of All Is One podcast. Today we have a very exciting episode with a special guest. Yes, we have our very first special guest. Along with that, we discuss our fantasy results from our draft on the weekend. We go over our recaps of the winners and the losers. We get into our One That Got Away segment, and we discuss every game of the week 1 NFL season. Without further ado, let's get into it. Gave me a chance to draft. Thank you, Kamish. You know I'm here. You know what I'm here to do. It's fantasy season. Football's back. Week 1 is here.
In full effect.
Drake's here.
I'm sick of this guy.
You know what I mean? The settings are right. You know what
DJ
I mean?
Lynch is in here.
I'm sick of this guy.
Drake's here. CLB has arrived. Week 1 football is here. I just got my fantasy team sorted out, situated. Can I be a defending champion, you know? I'm trying to be a warrior. I'm trying to go back to back to back with them. So, you know what I mean? We just started off. We just finished our fantasy draft. That went pretty well. Who wants to start? How do you guys feel about your team so far, Raz?
Like I said earlier, if I could go back to 9:30, I would.
Damn.
It did not go the way I wanted it to. There were a lot of panic picks,
mm-hmm.
a lot of players that got taken right before my eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, but at least I didn't draft Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, that's the one thing. The draft grades on Yahoo said I went out on a limb drafting Joe Burrow. But it's all right. Draft grades are just draft grades. It doesn't really determine how you will do or how your team will do. Because you never know. Fantasy is one of those things. Injuries happen. People play bad. People don't show up when you need to them. But, yo, an asset's an asset. So, if Joe Burrow could hopefully be comeback player of the year, which I don't think so, because I also think since he's going to have a bad season, but we'll get into that.
Is he going to stay on our team for that long for you to find out?
That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I might even drop Joe Burrow, but I'm not mad at my team, really and truly. The highlights, Najee Harris, Tariq Hill, Kyler, I think, you know, that should get me into playoffs, but we'll see, because my running back depth, Damian Harris, Kareem Hunt, we'll see how it works out for me. Kojo, you had the worst draft grade.
Well, not really. I was tied with 3 other people.
Well, you had a C, right?
Yeah. Two okay. other people got a C as well.
Mm-hmm. So. But you said you were at the bottom. I don't think it's alphabetical, but hey.
But there's 3 people tied for, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's... This was expected, realistically.
Yeah, it's your second season going into
my second season.
He did do a lot.
I thought my team was pretty decent from what I picked, to be honest. But I guess we'll find out.
I liked a few of your picks. I called them out too. I liked a few of your picks. Yeah.
Well, you never really know in fantasy, right? It's one of those games you have to manage throughout the season.
Yeah.
You know, you can leave 40 points on your bench, and that's that. Right. You also got to make the right picks as an owner. So.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. We also have a special guest. Some of you may know him from the Moser Wells, from his 10-day contract on that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Abed, my guy, Bobby Betts, as I like to call him.
Pleasure, fellas.
From Billions at Bobby Axelrod.
If you Bobby need the Betts. Finest, if you need the finest Arabian silk, I might know someone to know someone that knows someone, right? That's your guy to go to. But yeah, thank you, Bobby, to come for the live fantasy draft and for being our first in-person guest. So
give him a round of applause.
Give him a round of applause.
I have to give him a round of applause.
Good to be here.
Welcome, Bobby. Welcome. Glad to have you here, fellas.
That fantasy draft, Yahoo disrespected me. Yahoo with the report card.
Yeah, C's back to back.
They put me at the bottom.
See,
I didn't think I did that bad.
I didn't think you did either, to be honest.
No, Lamar Jack, D Hop.
Yeah.
Alright, who else did I get?
My
running back. Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
I didn't remember him. That means he did pretty bad.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be the thing. If you don't really remember your team, it could be a sign of
a bad team, but you never really know. Don't listen to me, like you said, right? Grades are just grades. I feel like I had a B minus last year, and I still won the league. And I feel like people have got C's or whatever. Yeah. And they still
I think the only reason he got a C is because his flex is a little. Yeah, I think because it's your flex that's a little shaky. Yeah. But hey, like, Golladay and Devonta Smith could be the mere ones. Waivers you got to. And especially with the money waivers, it gets very interesting.
Are we going to do that new rule where...
Yeah, if you don't use your money.
Left money in your account, your waiver wire money, you have to put it into the pot.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in the...
Why even they use their waiver money then?
Some, that's an extra $100 to the winner or whatever.
No, I like their rules.
People are just going to use regardless then.
Well, that's the point.
That's what it's there for. You have money, you have to spend it.
And I also wanted to make a new rule this year, but I never really got the chance to do it. If there's a player on IR, and if you don't start him by Sunday, I will go in and drop him for you. Don't hoard players. Don't hoard players. But I didn't bring it up to nobody, so I'm not going to do it. But I seen mans that had IR. No, mans had players on IR and were starting players off the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they also should be a penalty for just hoarding. Hoarding is one of my pet peeves. But it's a part of... It's a strategy. It's an asset, right? Yeah. So if you pick up someone in the waiver wire, even though you don't need them, but you know someone is running back or quarterback, you know? They need a running back or quarterback, then you have the asset. So are we going to talk? Are we going to do business or what?
Yeah.
That's a way of like handicapping in fantasy. And it's a strategy that could be effective. Because when injuries happen, which injuries always happen,
it's a long season.
Right? So, I feel like my strategy this year, I don't know, I went running back receiver first. I picked Tariq Hill first, then I picked Najee Harris. But really and truly, I feel like this year it would be best picking running backs. Because there's not a lot of running back depth, and there's a whole lot of receiver depth. And I found that there was a lot of quarterback depth, because there's a lot of good quarterbacks.
Yes.
So.
Especially in a 10-man league.
Depending on what type of league you're in. If it's a two-quarterback league or a one-quarterback league, it all depends on when you pick your quarterback. But in our fantasy draft, we saw Josh Allen, Lamar, and Patrick Mahomes go off the board early, and that led to everyone else grabbing people off the board.
And Rodgers went off the board early, too. He was in, like, fourth round.
Yeah, he did. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to the season. It'll be a very interesting season because there's fantasy, and of course there's betting, and of course there's just your team, right? That's a lot of stressing, a lot of tweaking hours. So that'll be very interesting.
The worst is when you're betting against your own quarterback in fantasy.
Yeah.
You'll be tweaking.
Yeah. Exactly. I was tweaking. Actually, this weekend, a lot of World Cup qualifiers. This weekend, I think we should get into a recaps of winners and losers from the week. Because it was one of those weeks where
it was.
I can speak into our segment of the day, of course. And I can speak into the one that got away for me. Did we have any winners this week?
We did.
Bobby Betts, I know you've been on a heater. So... Let's start with positive, you know, since football is back. Let's start with on a positive note. Cody, you want to give out your winner?
My winner?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure, I got one. My winner was the Arsenal women's team.
Oh, look
over,
at you.
Over Chelsea.
You can find success in the women, eh?
Hey, man.
You gotta find
They're ballers. They're ballers,
man. In that Arsenal football club. I'm glad to see that the women's, you know, are empowering, can hopefully empower the men.
Hey, man.
And bring some wins to their side, too.
One team gotta keep, you know, London red, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice little London derby versus Chelsea.
100%.
Chelsea playing, they played the Champions League 2 to win it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice little 3-2 victory.
Yeah.
You know, to start off a Sunday, you know, I was kind of happy. Then I chose Belgium over Czech.
Mm-hmm.
I took draw or Canada versus the USA.
Shout out the Canadian men's soccer team. No. I didn't think they were shout out my guys. That. Nope. I didn't think they would get that draw. I had a bet for them to lose by one, and then it would end up in a draw. So I handicapped it so that if Canada lost by one, it would have been a draw. Yeah. But that lost because they tied. And then I picked Notre Dame and that lost. So I didn't really have a good weekend, but back to you if you're winning. Yeah.
then I had draw Italy.
Okay.
I had the Swedish game, Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
They won. And then I had one bet, which was draw or Argentina. That game ended up getting suspended 10 minutes.
What happened with that game? Do we know the details?
Yeah. So basically, the
Brazil game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, what the Brazil health officials are saying is the three Argentinian players that play in the EPL, so it'd be Martinez, Buendia, the guy from Aston Villa.
Okay.
And there's one more. Basically, they're saying that they're, I guess for Brazil, you have to report that you came from the UK. So apparently they said that when they came into customs, they said that they didn't come from the UK. So I guess 10 minutes in, the officials at police ran on the field to get these guys off the field. And then, yeah, the game just ended up getting suspended 10 minutes in. So that game got voided. So I guess it basically
pushed. They're holding your cash out, eh?
Yeah, I messaged them. I DM'd them. Yeah. I was like, yo,
where'd my money go?
I did, but why won? I was like, why? Like, just void it. Like, send my money and void it. No, and they said that you have to wait 24 hours to see if the game's going to get played. Like, we all knew the game wasn't going to get played. So, yeah, I guess there's a push there. So
you lost some money on that, but you still ended up playing
some. Still won $90, so.
Yeah, you got to take that at the end of the day.
Who cares? You know, who knows, man? Argentina could have lost. They're playing away at Brazil, so. So, don't take that.
And Bobby Betts, I know you've been on a heater. We've dropped a few of your picks on the page that have been winners. So I appreciate you sharing some of your winners with us.
Thank you, sir.
Hopefully the community can see more Bobby Betts picks out there so we can all share and win together.
I'll share them with you guys. That way you guys can put them on the page.
The winner.
I've been on some.
Bobby Betts.
A few baseball heaters. I've had a few baseball cards hit. The most recent one, though, I've been on some international soccer.
Ooh.
This is...
One thing I like, Abed, bro, he's not afraid to show his versatility. He's gonna go out there, you know, and he's gonna just let his mind.
He had some picks that I thought were gonna happen, but I didn't have the balls to take it.
That's what I'm saying. He goes out in there fearless, and he takes draws, and I'm like, wow, a draw, just a draw.
And that's the best strategy sometimes. Hits, yeah,
you know, Bobby Betts.
I took it from Kojo. Kojo was out here calling draws from like straight draws from the beginning, not like double chances. So I'm like,
but Kojo, you didn't have the balls to do it, eh? No cojones.
No, but I do them like live betting. I do live betting.
Oh, live betting. Yeah,
this is free.
Yeah, that's why I had to ask. I seen that the game hasn't started and you put the draw.
Because I thought that game was gonna be a draw, but I just took the double chance just
trap.
In case. I took the double chance just in case, because...
Right.
Little 16 parlay.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be 7, but the Brazil-Argentina game.
Mm-hmm.
First took Mexico over Costa Rica to win. Belgium over Czech to win.
Big money.
Germany over Armenia to win.
You know how you
Spain
like
over
it.
Georgia. Draw Italy and Swiss.
Look at the team having those names of these teams. Just winners. Just giving out winners.
And draw USA-Canada. That was the...
That was 11-2.
Wow.
Wow, look at
that,
man.
Two.
Bobby Betts with the winner.
This guy's lucky. Juninho missed a PK.
That's what betting is. You got to get lucky. Juninho
missed a PK.
Yeah, you got
to
be...
Tell that you to stop jumping.
Yeah,
you got to be lucky, but you also got to be
careful. You got to be risky.
Fearless.
You got to risk it for the biscuit, man.
Yeah, exactly. You got to put it out there knowing that, hey, maybe it could be a winner, maybe not. But it could be close. But sometimes you gotta look at the payout. The payout's looking good.
It was a small stake, but the payout was...
That's why, you put a 5 on it, no?
Not the 5, return 2 bills with the 1 game voided.
Right, that's profit.
And imagine that profit. 1 game didn't get voided.
Exactly, you know, that coffee turned into $200.
Yes.
Simple as that, right?
Short-term investment.
Short-term investment. Raz, do you want to go? Did you have a winner?
I will go because I did not have a winner.
Oh, so I should start the segment off for you first. And then we can get into my one.
Yes.
So into the losers of the week.
And I only had one ticket. I only had one ticket.
Damn.
I was on a heater. Then I had the loser. Mm-hmm. Then I had to talk to myself like, yo, football is starting in a week.
Yeah.
Just hold off. And that's the thing with betting, with me. If I lose one ticket, I'll just hold off until I'm comfortable to go back in again.
Right.
So with that being said, my ticket was... you're funny.
Oh.
I picked England. And I had the international Soccer World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah.
I picked Italy. Sorry, England, which won? Czech Republic, Brazil, Sweden or Spain on the double chance, and then Argentina. But the one that got away was...
Oh, turn it up for him.
The one that got away was, you would not believe it, our own boys, Canadian men.
The Canadian men's soccer team. I know we just shouted them out for that big draw result. Yeah.
I was not with it.
We needed a winner.
I watched the game too. It was... Poor.
Honduras, Canada should be beating Honduras, and
at
if
least
they want to go to the World Cup in Qatar,
at home,
they need to win these games, right?
You have to win the home games.
Yeah, that's what it comes
We should have
to.
The penalty soundbite from the announcer.
Yeah. That was funny, right? The Canadian commentators are very passionate about the Canadian men's soccer team.
Wow.
They get really into the game. They don't care about anything. They're just screaming out, penalty! Everything's just a penalty, bro. It's crazy. They're fans.
When Kyle got the ball with his back towards Nettie, told him to turn, I was crying tears. Like, why you tell him to turn? But I also have one too. I always want two. Pretty similar to Raz.
Oh, man. Turn it off, man. Just let it rock.
I took Brazil over Chile, Argentina over Venezuela. I took Uruguay or draw versus Peru.
Yeah.
Italy over Bulgaria. Northern Ireland over Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
Netherlands over Montenegro. Unfortunately, Canada couldn't get it done versus Honduras. So that was the lonely one that I lost.
Canada. Nah. Well, in Canada, there's another side to Canada. An English side and a French side. And the French side of France. Let me down this week.
This guy,
they let me down too. They let everybody down.
Man.
I was seeing a lot of that, yeah.
I'll bring
Twice
back the music.
Too,
bro. I'll bring back the music.
DJ, pull up.
I have a double whammy of the one that got away. You know when you put that one team that you have the most confidence in multiple parlays? Because that one team, like, oh, they're for sure going to win. And then you find out that one team is struggling. And the ones that you don't expect to hit are hitting. That's what happened to me this week. Bring that music. Every game I picked, winner. Russia, winner. Norway, winner. Slovenia, winner. Netherlands, another winner. Draw or Croatia, guess what?
Winner.
Cha-ching. And then it came down to France. A team that won the last World Cup. A team that some would say is the best in the world.
Or favorite to win the Euros before it's
favorite made up. to win the Euros. Probably going to be favorite or close to favorite to win the World Cup in Qatar. A little qualifier against Ukraine. Bam. Loser. But yes, that was my one that got away from me this week. Along with a lot of losers this week from college football. But hey, it was the first week of college football. I just wanted to test out the waters. The committee needs to go back in the management room and move some rankings around because at least 9 ranked teams lost. So clearly those rankings are a bit flawed. Big Ten football, what I learned from that is take the under or don't take it at all. Because Big Ten football, that Wisconsin game that I watched, Wisconsin versus Penn State, which was another one that got away from me. That was a terrible game. That quarterback is terrible.
That was ugly football.
That was disgusting football. They kept fumbling. They're getting the end zone fumble.
Oh, I remember you posted that,
This guy threw the pick over the middle. I was like, fam, what is going on?
Yeah.
So, I learned my lesson from college football. Thank God the week one NFL season is here, and I can get into football that makes more sense. Not all over the place, you know?
Week one college football is tough because you'll get the big school matchup versus the small school. You'll have that 23-22 point spread.
Oh,
and those sometimes it'll hit.
Sometimes it won't. Yeah. And also there's like some cross conferences games that happen. There's games where like Georgia Clemson, for example, 10-3. Who would have thunk it? So it's a close defensive game, right? You would think two teams like Clemson and Georgia would be able to put up more points.
Both teams in the top five.
And it was a very low scoring game. So college, I'm going to give it a chance. Like, I'm going to follow my Florida Gators. They won, so I'm happy for that. But I feel like you really got to feel like the college season. And when teams get onto streaks and they're winning and you know they won't lose, that's when you can really pick it, right? Yeah. But, and I guess sport books will have a better idea of who are the good teams and the bad teams, and the spreads will make more sense. Like, the Mississippi State game I picked, Mississippi State was favored 23.5, 24, and they won by one.
Makes no sense.
Oklahoma won by 5 against Tulane, and they were favored like 28.5. Right? So, I do like taking the spread in college because every week they show up, and even if they're home and they're a big underdog, they can just show up because it's a home game, homecoming, they have the crowd behind them, and they can just play a good defensive game, right, and keep it low scoring. So I do like to bet spread in college football, but really and truly, you never know, because that spread is 24.5, and then actually, you know, you're playing Alabama and losing 50-6, right, and they can't score to save their life.
Just like Bama put on a beating on the Utah this week.
On Miami, right? You would think that game's close.
Close,
right?
You would think that's like a 44-34 game.
Well, yeah, when in doubt, really and truly, still Bama in. Just throw Bama in the parlay. Just throw Bama.
What was the first line you said? Something about Rays and baseball?
The Rays?
Yeah.
No, the Jays. Vladdy and Bo, you're good to go.
Yeah, that's Bama.
In college, Bama.
Go Hammer.
Goes Hammer.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
You're not a jingle maker.
Yeah, I'm not a jingle
me?
Maker.
Me? No, sir, no.
That's not your strong suit.
Never. No. I do not claim that strong suit at all.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah, I mean, it happens. But yeah, that was our recap of our winners and losers.
Wait, before you guys move on, I do have a question for both of you, or three of you.
Okay.
Were you guys in the Cash Out Gulag? Because I was.
You were in the Cash Out Gulag?
And I died.
Oh.
I did not cash out, and I did not win.
I couldn't even get in the Cash Out Gulag. I didn't get a chance.
No, because I
was locked away.
I lost my money in the Cash Out Gulag, and I lost my ticket. Because, as you remember from last episode, man said let it ride.
I told you let it ride, man.
I did let it ride.
Oh, you lost?
Yes, the Canada team.
Do we have the text thread for this one?
Which game was this?
The Canada game.
Via text?
No. I'd never give out any advice. I never ask, because I knew if I asked you guys would have said let it ride. I just took the advice from last episode and just let it ride in the Cash Agulus.
Was anyways. The Canada versus Honduras game?
Yeah.
Yo, they looked like they were going to score, bro. So I would have told you to run. I would have told you to
run. No, my cash out was lock off when they knew they weren't going to score. So it didn't matter. By that time, it was already too late.
Wow, what did you take? You took Canada win, no?
Yeah, Canada to win. But I'm saying by the time the game went on and they were down 0-1, cash out was locked off.
How about when they drew? How about when they...
No, they were laughing at me.
Well, it happens, you know?
You know, cash out buttons are funny.
Yeah, you never really know when you find yourself in the cash gulag and you have to make a decision. Like, again, you gotta suspend it. Coach, did you find out how to suspend your cash out?
Well, I know on Bet365 you can do a partial cash out.
Yeah, you can on Betway too.
Yeah, like if you're to win 200 and your cash out reaches 150, instead of you cashing out.
That still gives you a cash out gulag situation.
Odds of your thing, though.
Yeah, I don't know the suspension part though.
You're still in it. I mean, there's definitely not a suspension part where it's not going to show up. It's either it gives you the option or it doesn't. You can always do on Betway where it doesn't give you a cash out option and the spread or the pick you choose is locked away. So that suspends the cash out for you. Pretty much. I did the cash out. Will come back once, like, say you won that one, and then you won another one, and then it'll be like, say there's one game left.
Yeah.
Possibly. But, yeah, if it doesn't give you the cash out option, you can always pick those picks, and then that'll give you the opportunity to make sure that there's no option to cash out.
That's true.
The pick's the pick.
That's true, too.
And you just let it rock.
But also, I think that's only what I mean with their bet builders, like their bet boosts. If you do any sort of parlay, it gives you a cash out option, I'm pretty sure.
Not if you did it with spreads.
Oh, not if you do, yeah, exactly. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It gives
you're
you certain
right.
things.
Right.
I know with Bet365.
Right. Only for money line, yeah, you're right. You're
yeah.
right. You're right.
It all depends how you want to bet, right? Like I said, from my tip from James Halshauer, Jeopardy James, you're always going to have multiple sportsbooks because multiple sportsbooks have
different odds.
Features and different mm-hmm. odds that may be in your favor and may work against your favor. But thanks for listening to our recap from last week. I think we should get into week one of the football season.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Kicking off
this
Thursday.
This is going to be very exciting. I can't wait for the season. It's going to be very interesting. I have high expectations because I feel like there's a lot of good quarterbacks. There's a lot of good narratives going into the season. There's a lot of questions that will be answered
yep.
in week one. And again, it's an extra week of football. 18 weeks.
18 weeks, yeah.
18 weeks of football. Non-stop action. Red zone going crazy every
That's
Sunday.
Tweaking.
Content. Picks. Money to be made.
And the biggest thing, fans are back.
Fans are back, so that changed the environment. But COVID seems like it's still going to have an impact
mm-hmm.
on this season.
Very
as
true.
It did last season. Because we're seeing that now we're just living with it, per se. People are vaccinated. Those that are vaccinated and unvaccinated, there's different parameters to when they can return to play and stuff. So it'll be very interesting to see how it's managed and if people are catching COVID and they sit out or they have to take a week off or 2 weeks and then they're missing a game, but they're still going to go with the season because the NFL doesn't really care. They're not going to miss a week.
No. We saw it last week.
As
we've
seen from last year.
Last year, sorry.
Everything will continue on schedule.
And off schedule. Because they played every week of the day.
Yeah.
They didn't
care.
They
just moved around a few games here and
yeah.
there, right? But they would get it in within the week. I think it was only 1 week where they had one game or two where they had to actually cancel it and then move it around to another week. But either way, it's that time of year.
It is.
18 weeks of football. So much things to happen. Will Tom Brady get his 8th ring? Who knows? It's a possibility. Will Patrick Mahomes get back to the Super Bowl? Who knows? Will Josh Allen emerge as the best quarterback in the NFL, win the MVP? It's a possibility. Could win us some money, Raz.
Yes, sir.
Who knows?
A lot of money. It could be a lot of money.
It could be
Bill, for him to win MVP, Bills have to have the best record. So if those two hit, I'll be happy.
Yeah, we're doubling down on the Buffalo Bills. That'll be interesting to follow that future
mm-hmm.
bet as the season progresses. But let's get into week one. I know we mentioned Tom Brady and his hunt for the 8th ring.
8th ring.
So let's start with him because they open up the season on Thursday. Tampa Bay.
Yes, sir.
Versus the
AT&T
way.
AT&T way, boys.
Should we call ZB?
Nah, let him know. He'll kill you, B.
Nah. I just want to hear what he wants to say. He's up, bro. I just want to hear what he wants to say.
Call him.
You can call him.
No, this man took your phone quick.
Bro, just call the man. If I had my phone on me, I would call him, but I don't.
Ahead,
I can
bro.
Call him off here, because he'll pick up. Good guy. I just want to hear what he has to say about his Dallas Cowboys opening up the week with Dak coming back from injury. Am I going to hear him?
If it's on your laptop, you should be able to hear him.
Just use your iPhone, though.
Is the volume's on?
Is it before I did?
Where?
Before me?
No, it's my work phone.
Oh.
Can you call him off your work phone?
Well, if Kojo could be of assistance and call the man.
Just get the man a number and
like
call.
Like I asked.
Long distance.
It's not long distance.
I'm joking. I'm faced up another one now.
Well, you're making me have to edit because you took so long to make this call, sir. Even picks up.
He's not going to pick up.
Yeah, it's 11:18 on a Monday. He's going to pick up. I know he's a manager, but hey. He'll pick up.
He probably looked at his phone and put it right back down.
Oh, you're FaceTiming him, too.
Yeah,
FaceTime audio?
Oh, that's true. The Wi-Fi. Yeah, he's not going
to
pick up.
What did I tell you guys?
He's probably mad at you. Whoa,
watch, he's going to be paging when I wake up. Watch.
Fuck out of here, bro. Why I got a notification from you, bro?
I'm going to wake up to
of course,
this guy
well,
slandering me in the group chat.
It is what it is. I guess, you know, ZB has a big week ahead of him, so he has to get his rest. It is a big week coming up for him and his Cowboys, and he has a lot of stress on his mind. So it's fair, him being asleep at these hours. You know, it's not that late. It's a long weekend. Should be turning up. Come on. Anyways, to week one of the NFL season. Tampa Bay versus Dallas. It's in Dallas?
No, it's at Tampa.
It's in Tampa. It's at Tampa. They show the rings, ring ceremony,
mm-hmm.
You know, the vibe, the defense. What is the spread for that game?
Funny, because he's going for his 8th ring.
Mm-hmm.
The spread is 8.
The spread is 8, so 7.5 at some places and 8.
Yep. So,
so how do you guys feel about that game? Rad, we'll start with you.
I'm going to say this. Following the last couple of years of trend, the Thursday games always seem to cover for somehow, some way.
The underdogs.
Underdogs always cover, or they right out win.
Okay.
And I do like the plus 8.
Okay.
A touchdown plus I will take.
Mm-hmm.
On a Thursday night opening week?
Yeah.
I will take that. But I'm not betting that game.
You're not betting that game?
No.
That's not in any of your parlays?
No. That's not.
Okay.
I like plus 8, though. I like plus 8.
What's the over-under for that game as well?
Over-under should be... Come back to me on... Oh, 52. 52 is the over-under.
52?
Flat. No, 0.5 on Bet365.
Okay. Oh, that'll be interesting because... Tampa Bay does have a defense. They have all their players returning. Tom Brady's there. It's in Tampa. I like Tampa to win and cover that game. I don't know. I think I did bet it. I do have it in a parlay because I have them parlayed with a lot of the better teams to win this week because I feel like the teams, the Tampa Bays, the Buffalo Bills,
yeah,
possibly the Chiefs will win their first game. But the spread's always tricky. So for that, I would go with Tampa Bay money line. And I'd go with the
over. Which is at -370.
And I'd go with the over for that game.
That could be a shootout.
Yeah, anyone else have you have a take on Bucks versus Cowboys? Would you stay away from that game since it's Thursday nighter?
Probably wouldn't stay away from it. I might even take Cowboys to cover that spread.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing a lineman, which
yeah.
might be tough for them because, you know, we already know Tampa's up front. Their tough front seven is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, as you saw in the Super Bowl, right?
But they could be riding a championship high, but...
Or a hangover.
Or, you know, or... But I don't know. I wouldn't bet against Tom.
Yeah.
You take him in money line, but I'd probably... have Dallas in the spread, especially if they're feeding Zeke, they're running the ball,
mm-hmm.
and
trying to control the clock
and control the line, they might be all right.
Yeah.
They might not win. They might not lose by 7.
If we're gonna look at Dallas, I think compare them to last year, they still don't have a defense,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't have the corners to cover Godwin, Antonio Brown, and Mike Evans. And Gronk's still in the
picture. Gronk's still in the picture, yeah.
Right? And then they have Fournette and Ronald Jones to run the ball. So they have a dynamic offense. Right? So I think Dallas might not even be that good of a team, even though they have a lot of offensive firepower with Dak being back. Mm-hmm. Who knows his level of... Because you see him in Hard Knocks, he seems confident,
yeah.
He's making throws, but it's Hard Knocks, they're showing highlights with guys. Yeah. They're not showing that much of the down. The only down is talking on his injury.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm not really going to show his setbacks because we don't know. Right? That defense is going to be moving, flying around. It might be take Dak a while to get set up in the game, right? So I can see Tampa starting out, getting a lead, and then since Dallas has weapons to score, they'll keep in the game, and that's why I like the over. Because I think Tampa's going to go out to get to a fast start, get the lead. Cowboys are going to play catch up, and that's going to take it to the over.
What's the over under?
52. 52.
Yeah.
5-2.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll probably take the over.
I like the over
as well, Doug. If anything, if you don't want to touch it, those are two high-powered offense, take the over. What else do we have that week?
Then we got Sunday game, the first 1 o'clock, as we like to call it up here in Toronto. Arizona and Tennessee. The spread is +3 for Cardinals. Over under is 52.
Over under 52?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona at Tennessee.
Arizona is +3.
That's a tough game. I wouldn't touch that one. Two high-powered offenses again. The only thing about the over in that one is Tennessee's going to run the ball. Regardless of them having Julio and A.J. Brown as, like, decoys, they're still going to give the ball to their bell cow running back and Derrick Henry, and they're try to spread them out with AJ and Julio. So I like Tennessee to win that game and probably cover because it's 3 and they're at home.
Yeah,
and I think Tennessee's probably gonna be one of the better teams this year. I think they'll be challenging for top 3-4 team in the AFC. So give me Tennessee to cover the spread and the over.
Yeah.
That one.
If you're not willing to take any of these, there is a prop I will take in this game probably.
Okay.
Derrick Henry to have multiple touchdowns in this game.
What's Derrick Henry to have multiple touchdowns sitting at?
The props haven't been released for the games yet, but I'm saying in the future if you're going to take like player props, I think that's a game you take Derrick Henry to go multiple touchdowns, which is 2 or more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that could definitely be a...
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm staying away from this game as well. I'm not sold. I'm not sold on Kyler yet, after what we've seen his injury last year.
Yeah.
And I don't know how Tannehill is going to play coming off this COVID issue.
Yeah, he just recently had COVID.
He just came back.
That's why I could see him running the ball a lot. So, yeah, that probably...
And they have a new offensive coordinator, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if he's going to be... on the feed Derrick Henry 100 times a game, or actually throw the ball to the weapons that they acquired. Because Jonah was gone as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm not sold on that game.
Yeah, like I said, we'll see how it ends up being. It should be high scoring. I don't know. I'm not sold on Tennessee's defense either, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if Arizona has the ball last, and it's one of those games where Arizona's down like 10 or something, and then, or let's say 9, and then Kyler gets that backdoor touchdown, because Kyler's good for a backdoor cover.
Yes.
Because he's going to run the ball, throw it, toss it, and get in the end zone and score quick, and then coach. The only thing with Arizona, I'm not really sold on the coach. Cliff, I don't know. He's been making mistakes. Coach Cliff over there in Arizona, like, he's a young coach. He was supposed to be like a Sean McVay, but he's not a Sean McVay, right? Coming from college and shit, so we'll see. But what's next?
Tough division to play in.
And tough division.
Yeah. Next is a horrendous game, probably. You got Jacksonville or Duval Jaguars at Houston, Texas. Texans, the spread is Houston +3. Over-under is 44.5.
No one's gonna watch that game. No, that one better not even come up on Red Zone.
Red Zone, yeah. I'm slapping the under on that game regardless.
I'm not looking
to touching. Yeah, like, yeah, if there was one game to take under on, this is the game I'm taking under on.
Houston's one of those teams where I don't want any fantasy players from that team.
Nope.
I don't want anything to do because I don't know what's gonna happen. Watson may. Probably not going to come back.
No. They already named
Terod Taylor as the starting quarterback. They have running backs, but, like, they have Lindsey and then David Johnson. Like, I just don't know what to expect. I just expect them to lose at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm picking Houston to have the worst record. Like, that's already locked away.
Yeah.
Plus 250, Houston, Texans to have the worst record. I had to just put it in because I can't see... And they have a bad schedule. Like, they play Jags. This is the game they could possibly win. If they lose this game, it's downhill from there.
Yeah.
Right? So, and they should be looking to tank, really and truly. Yeah. Rebuild. Like, I don't know why they would want to win.
They already got
rid of. They have the Watson situation as an asset or not, depending on how the...
their season turns out?
The season turns out.
I just think they have
legal dispute, right?
I think they just managed this team so poorly coming off from the DeAndre Hopkins trade that they traded Fuller and then they got David Johnson for nothing.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
this has been such a poor managed franchise.
But they've been poorly managing players from Andre Johnson.
Yeah, Andre Johnson, you're right, yeah.
So it's nothing really new with the whole franchise, so if they're gonna get managed poorly, might as well just do something good and tank and rebuild, right? So, when in doubt, pick against Houston. So I'll take Jags. I think Jags are favored at 3.5 or 3.
3.
I'll take Jags.
Yeah.
To win.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't even touch you. I'll just take Jags to win, and whatever happens, happens. We'll see how Trevor Lawrence does. That's going to be the only storyline. Is Trevor Lawrence the rookie of the year, or is he just average?
Yeah. All
right, what are we on to next?
Then we got a nice game, actually. LA Chargers traveling to Washington football team. It's a pick 'em or one for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Underdog at home, Washington, and over-under is 44.5.
This is one of my locks.
And you talked me into it after you told me about the travel.
This is one of my locks for this week one. I like Washington to win that game.
Yeah.
The defense, Chase Young, Washington, could be a hostile environment. I know there's a lot of hype around Justin Herbert, Eckler, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. You know, they have Joey Bosa and Derwin James on the other side of the ball. Like, I feel like Chargers are overhyped. They have a new coach. Yes, they had Herbert that did good in his first year, but he could struggle in year two because they weren't seeing him now. And I could see them just not being a team that's getting hyped up to what they are now, right? Like, I feel like this is going to go 8-9, and people are going to be like, oh, well, at the end of the day, it's still the Chargers.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So... I don't see them going into Washington with that front seven. That's probably the best front seven in the league.
Yeah.
And just getting a win.
And their offense is not bad. Like, they have weapons on their offense.
Yeah, they can run the ball. Fitz Magic.
Fitz Magic, yeah. He can still
talk. Fitz Magic. Yeah. He gets it done somehow.
He does.
And maybe Joey Bosa might get to him. If that happens, then, and he's turning over the ball, that's the only problem.
Yeah.
But what's the over-under?
Over-under is 44.5.
Oh, it's low.
It's low.
Yeah. So they know what kind of game it's going to be.
The only thing I would say is the spread is so low, you might as well take Washington on Moneyline, which is plus 100.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pick 'em. You're better off taking the odds on the Moneyline if you know Washington is going to win.
Especially because on Bet365, like, say Washington's up 3 scores?
Yes.
You might get the early payout and say
that's correct.
Chargers come back. You know, it's already early payout, so you really got paid out. But I can't see that happening because, like, I feel like Washington's going to control the game, run the ball.
Yeah.
And if they get a defensive score, then that's a possibility.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's my lock. I like Washington on the money line there because you get the good odds.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the public doesn't know where to go with that one, and that's why it's a pick. Because Washington should honestly be favored, I'll say 3.5.
Yeah.
4. It shouldn't really be a pick, them being at home, being a team that won the division last year.
What is the spread on that game?
Pick them 1.
Oh, 2.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Moneyline makes the most sense in this.
Yeah.
Which I'm riding with on you with, because I'm taking Washington at home, LA coming from west to east.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game has mess written all over it.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully some bad weather, you know? I know it's early in September, yeah, but a little wind, rain.
A little rain. Some,
that helps out Washington, yeah, even more, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of my locks, but I'll give out my locks later on the episode. Let's get to the next.
Then we got the Vikings traveling to Cincinnati. The spread is +3 for Cincinnati, over under is 48.
Okay. 48.
This is one of my locks. Vikings -3.
This is your lock, go ahead. You want to start
Vikings -3. Why is it so low? Because Bengals are very bad.
It's in Cincinnati.
It's in Cincinnati, yeah, but so -3.
So that's why they're going to give the home
team
at least 6.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why it's favored in Minnesota's, because Minnesota's the better team.
Yeah.
So that's why they're going to take at least 8 from them. And that's why it's like 3.5, so like 4.
Yeah, that's my take. I'm just thinking that Burrow is not, I don't know if he plays really well right off the bat. Because he probably somebody that has PTSD coming off this injury.
He has a bad O-line.
And he has all, yeah.
This is what makes my fantasy pick even worse. Whatever. But yeah, back to
you. Just tell us how you feel, man.
I mean, I am. Joe Burrow was a terrible pick, but who knows? But yeah, back to you.
Yeah, back to you. Yeah, just Vikings -3. That it just makes sense.
3.5 or 3?
3. It's -3.
3 now?
Yeah, okay. -3. It just makes sense in my head.
I mean, with the Vikings, they have Delvin Cook. They have Justin Jefferson. They have Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
The defense is, I don't know what the defense is. I don't think their defense is that good.
Bengals are not going to do much on Vikings anyway. They don't have enough firepower to keep up with the Vikings offense, that's to say.
Yeah.
It's either going to be a lot of turnovers by Joe and early, which is going to give Vikings the lead.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be, get Joe Mixon running, which the O-line is horrible on.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be first down, run. Second down, run. Third down, play option, or play action, pass, and interception. It's going to be very run-dependent trying to ease Joe into week one. Cause
what's the over-under for that one?
Over-under 48. I'm not touching that.
You don't... It could be, like you said, like, them running the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that happen. And I could see, like, Joe Mixon not really being effective.
Yeah.
Them running the ball. And then that makes their play action not a thing. They can't really use the play action if they can't really run the ball. But I don't know. That all depends on Minnesota's front. Like, if Minnesota's front seven's getting stops, and they have a weak O-line, so they should be able to get to Joe when he drops back. But we'll see. Because the one thing with the Bengals is they do have receivers. They have Tyler Boyd, they have T. Higgins, and they have Jamar Chase, right? So who knows? It's a question mark, really and truly, how effective they may be on offense with their quarterback coming back from injury. So
they have receivers, but does Joe have time to throw the ball? Yeah. That's the question.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like them not drafting O-line with their pick going with Jamar Chase might come back to bite them, but Joe and Jamar Chase can find chemistry like they did at LSU. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And T. Higgins in his second year or third?
Second
year. Yeah. Well, that one, I like Vikings to win, of course. And it's 3.5. It's a small spread, so.
Three.
Three.
Yeah. Might be 3.5 on some other.
Yeah, three and a half. If you can grab it at 3, it's best to take the Vikings early before the line moves. Later on in the week. What's next?
Then we have an exciting game. The Jets traveling to Carolina. The line is +5 for Jets over 45, or under 45. I like the over in this game a lot.
Jets? The second game? Jets versus Carolina?
Just my Panthers. Just being biased.
Oh, because you're Panthers. Oh.
Just being biased.
Well, how do you feel about your Panthers going into this season?
They're the dark horse, man. They're one of the dark horses.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with the luck of our division, and hopefully Sam Darnold putting together a good season, we can be a good team, but we ain't going far. The playoffs are still very tough. We still have the Bucks in the division. We still have Seattle in the division. We still have no defense.
Yeah.
So we're not going far. But it's an exciting season. It's an upwards climb. So, yeah, the positives.
But you do think Panthers will win this game at home?
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
So if Panthers, I feel like this, I mean, maybe it may or may not be telling, but if Panthers struggle this game, that would tell somewhat of a story.
It would, yes.
But who knows? I think Panthers should win. What's the spread?
5. It started off at 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the way up to 5 now.
Well,
so
yeah, because people
public,
can bet the Panthers,
yeah,
as you should. Panthers at home, the Jets, rookie quarterback.
Revenge game for Sam. Quote unquote.
That is the storyline. Sam
mm-hmm.
Darnold, playing his Jets. Yeah, I think Panthers win that game and cover. I feel like Zach Wilson will be decent. He'll be average, but it may not be enough for the Jets and a team.
Yeah.
The Jets are a bad team. So
overall, yeah.
A one quarterback that plays well, you would have to do a lot to get him a whole win on the road. His first game in Carolina, which is a hostile environment.
Yeah, and we have a good front seven. Not a great, but we have a decent front seven to hold off a rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And Burns is getting a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
Burns.
Yeah, Brian, Speedy Burns.
Yeah, so.
Spidey.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But that should be an easy win for the Panthers. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Knock on wood.
Yeah. If that game is stressing you. Who knows, but
it's gonna be a long season.
Yeah. Who you got next?
Then we got Philly traveling to Atlanta. The spread is +3.5 for Philly, over under is 48.
Birds on birds. Eagles versus the Falcons. I don't know what to say about that one.
Mm-hmm. Staying away.
Staying away from the Eagles and
mm-hmm.
the Falcons?
Yeah. I feel like we got a very small sample of Jalen Hurts last year. Four
mm-hmm.
games is not enough for me to figure out how he is going to be.
Yeah.
And Atlanta is going to be Atlanta. You could pick Atlanta. I feel like whatever you do, Atlanta always does the opposite of what they need to do on your ticket.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Falcons have always been a terrible betting team for me. Every time I pick the Falcons, something wacky usually happens. So one thing with betting, you have to remember the teams that just don't cover for you and don't hold you down, you can't go back to them.
No.
There's a lot of teams that, you know, when they lose your faith, you gotta just stay away from them. Because if they're losing your money, you're losing your money.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep going.
Constantly.
Yeah, and if you fall into that trap, there's always gonna be one team.
Yeah.
Right? That messes up everything for you. So the spread you said is
3.5.
3.5. A lot of 3.5 spreads. I feel that's the public not knowing which way it's gonna go, really and truly, because it's very one of those games that's it could go either way, and you're like, oh, okay, and they'll have a rationale for which way it goes. But I don't think the Eagles will be that good of a team this year. With the new coach, a lot of young receivers, a young quarterback, so. The defense is decent, I guess, and their O-line is healthier, and they got a lot of people back, but I think Falcons are a team in the NFC South that it's on par with Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
One of those teams is going to take a leap to be a better team and possibly challenge for that second place team on the wild card in the NFC. So, give me the Falcons and the spread. 3.5. Give me Falcons and the spread with that one. It's not going to be a lock, but I think I'll put that in one of my parlays.
Yeah.
100%.
Then we're moving on to Pittsburgh, traveling to Buffalo. The spread is 6.5, plus 6.5, and the over-under is 49. I feel like that's a bit disrespectful to Steelers. 6.5? That's a big spread.
You said that earlier before. Yeah. But the Bills are the best team in football.
I like the under in that game. Because it's two really good defenses going up against each other. I don't know if this is the game where Josh Allen comes out firing, man.
Right. I agree to disagree.
It's in Buffalo?
It's in Buffalo. The 6.5 is a... It's a backdoor cover.
Come out firing. Yeah. They have a high-powered offense, man.
High-powered offense. Josh Allen's not really afraid. Even though it's a tough defense. Don't get me wrong. TJ Watt. Fitzpatrick.
Micah Fitzpatrick. Yeah.
Devin Bush. Cameron Hayward in the middle of the D-line. Holding it down. Like, I see what you mean. Because if you look at last year, the Steelers winning 9 or 11 games in a row. Sneaking up. They still have Tomlin, who's a guy that's able to win games. Mm-hmm. And is a veteran coach in the NFL. So it is tricky. That game's kind of a stay away.
Yeah.
It's kind of a stay away. Because I feel like people might lose a lot of money betting the Bills and then lose.
Mm-hmm.
Or Steelers keep it very close.
Yeah, and that's why I'm going with the 6.5. That's my pick.
Are you locking that up?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lock, eh?
That's a lock.
Hopefully that cashes. Yeah, I'd like to see. That's going to be a exciting game, especially since we have so much money tied to Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So we kind of need... We kind of need Bills to win and Josh Allen to have a good performance.
We do need that.
Performance. So if the defense is getting on him, I'm going to be a bit threatened for my future because that could come and go very quickly before you know it. 1 week, it looks good. Next week, it doesn't. You see, like Wilson, like if you bet Wilson for MVP in the first 6 games, you would have cashed out and won your money.
Yep.
But... Did you win MVP?
No.
No. And it's a long season at the end of the day. So, one win at a time, 1 week at a time, and...
One game at a time.
One game at a time. Always one. What's next?
Then we got Seattle traveling to Indy.
Seattle traveling to Indy?
That's going to be a good game. Shit. The spread is 2.5. Indy is underdog at home.
That one's been an interesting one because a lot of people grabbed that one early.
Mm-hmm.
Because Carson Wentz went down. Some people picked Seattle early.
Yeah.
And then the line moved. What's the line right now?
2.5. Colts underdogs.
Colts are the underdogs. Okay.
At home.
Okay, so it's -2.5 for Seattle.
Yep.
Okay, and the over-under?
49.5.
So just high, but not too high. What do you think? Abbott, I wanted you to take over this one. Seattle and the Colts.
I'm Bobby staying Pence. Away from the over-under. I don't... It's possible it could be a shootout. Indy's got a tough defense, too. I don't really like betting against Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he always comes through with DK and Tyler. They're always pretty clutch in the end.
Yeah, and late in games.
I think Seattle's going to win. I would take the 2.5 for Seattle, for sure.
Yeah.
For
sure.
I think I'm on that too. It's in Indy. Wentz. I don't have faith in Wentz yet. He could prove me wrong. They do have a good. They're well coached. Don't get me wrong. Colts are very well coached, and they could possibly sneak away with this a team win. But at the end of the day, Russell Wilson, he's on a mission. I feel like every year you got to think of Russell Wilson as an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
You got to always take into account Seattle is a team that's going to win 9 or 10 games, right? And even if they have a tough schedule, they're facing a tough team. Look at the division.
Yeah.
Every game's tough regardless. right? So they have to be locked in because they know they can't when they come back to the division, these are games that they have to win. So those non-conference games are huge for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Seattle. I think we're all
in Seattle. I like Seattle as well, yeah.
On Seattle, what's next?
Then we got Abbott.
Oh,
the home team.
The Niners, eh?
Then we got the San Fran gang traveling to Detroit.
This is another one of my locks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 7.5.
That's a lock. I don't care.
Lock.
Put it
over
ten.
Under.
I might move that
alternative.
To 10.
Oh.
Alternative bet,
yeah.
10.5. Two
lonesome?
Touchdown score.
Lonesome?
Hmm?
Like a lone bet?
Maybe.
Shit. That's a good bet.
Maybe. Because I'll be very disappointed. Like, very, very disappointed. And there's always that one game in the week that's like, it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that the Niners.
This is such
a
trap game
that,
to me.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a game I will take in pools for 7.5.
This is your trap game of the week, 100%.
This is a 7.5 pool.
Niners at Lions.
Yeah.
If you have a survivor pool, be wary.
Yeah.
Because yes, you can take the Niners, and fam, they should win the game.
Yes.
Run the ball. Coach well, they were just in the Super Bowl, they had injuries last season.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I shouldn't be talking for Abbott's team.
I'm excited this year, man.
I'm excited for you, man. I'm excited for you.
QB situation is what's going to be a feel-out thing throughout the year. We'll see how Jimmy starts. But he shouldn't have no issues with Detroit. But it's going to be interesting. I'm excited.
This Trey Lance
defense going to be tough.
This Trey Lance play, what week would you give it? Or are you saying?
I've been saying week 4. I'm going to stay on brand, keep
week
4.
Yeah.
I think that might be the turning point. It's going to be interesting. They showed it in preseason how they ran a 2-quarterback set.
Mm-hmm.
Will they run that in the season?
Would you like that? Would you be a fan of a Taysom package?
I wouldn't mind at it. It's different looks. It's versatile.
Okay.
It tricks the defense. You don't know what's going to happen. I might not be mad at it, especially if Jimmy's on board. If people buy in,
okay,
it might work.
The only thing I will say, adding on to your point, is Jimmy doesn't throw the ball a lot. So and Trey can sling the ball. So if they get in the red zone and they put Trey in, that 2 system could work because he can throw the ball and run the ball, whereas Jimmy is not comfortable throwing the ball.
And we're really run heavy too. We have
a good
offensive line. We got Mostert coming back and.
Mm-hmm.
We got 3 deep in the backfield.
Yeah,
we
Trey Sermon.
Should be controlling, especially with Kittle.
Yeah.
Ayuk and Debo.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, team is solid.
Team is solid.
But here's now where I'm against the Trey Lance argument of him playing early is because if I look at your schedule, you're at Detroit,
mm-hmm.
at the Eagles, Green Bay, and then Seattle. So, in order for Trey Lance to be free,
Jimmy has to.
You would have to be 1-1 going into Green Bay. You lose Green Bay, and then you're bringing out Trey Lance for Seattle.
Yeah.
That's where he has a decision to make. But that's why I think it's gonna be San Fran beats the Lions. You guys beat the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Packers, that's a tough game. That's a very tough game.
Where's that one?
That is in San Fran.
And Roger struggles in San Fran, man.
He does. So, that one would be interesting. Because, hey, like I said, if then again, say Jimmy wins that game, you guys go 3-0?
It all depends on Jimmy's performance. If he stays 3-0, then he's not coming out.
Then he's not coming out, right? And then you have a tough stretch. And then I'll give it week 7 though. Because your bye week's early. Your bye week's
week
6.
Week
6. Right? If,
to the Colts.
If you are 3-2 going into week 6, then a decision to be made.
There's a big
by
decision.
Kyle
being
Shanahan.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'll give it
It'll
to
be
the
a feel out.
Week 7.
Year.
Week 7
for
will
sure.
be the if we see Trey Lance and it's at home. Right, so
mm-hmm.
bringing out Trey Lance against the Colts, you know, we'll see. That'll be very interesting. But that is definitely the trap game of the week. That's why I'm going to take the money line instead of the spread for that game. Even though the money line is probably going to be, the public's going to be all over the Niners, right?
Yeah, the money line will be a lot.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. What's the over-under for that?
45.5, low.
Yeah, so they're saying it's going to be like all Niners running the ball, controlling the clock, and Detroit's barely scoring. Which I could see happening.
Yeah. I feel like this game is like that game where it's like 28-20.
Mm-hmm.
You're covering the spread, and then you kick the field goal to get the onside kick. Like, that is the spread that I'm worried about that happens at the end. I hate when that happens.
Would you tease this game?
I would.
This is a game you tease down to like
3, 4.5, 3. Yeah. That's that sweet spot where it's under a field goal, but above a field goal, under a touchdown.
Yeah, so for the listeners, like, this would be a game. It is 7.5 for the Niners, but if you want to do an alternate spread, tease it down to, let's say, 3, 3.5, you could probably get some better value than just picking it on the money line to win outright. But this was a game, since it seems like it's going to be a trap where it's going to be a slow start, you're going to be stressing. Why is it so close? Detroit scores first. It'll be one of those. Detroit scores first. You're panicking. But then Niners eventually just figure it out. It's going to be like a Jimmy G pick. And then it's like, oh, it's, should have started Trey. We knew it. It's going to be one of those. It's going to be crazy. But we'll see. But I like Niners. What else do we have?
Then the next game is 0-14-1 Week 1 Browns visiting the Chiefs.
The game of the week.
6 is the spread. 53 is over under.
6 is the spread? Yeah, plus, 6 is the spread. Yeah. This is the game of the week, I would say. Browns versus Chiefs, rematch of the AFC divisional round game. Browns are a team that's, I feel like, they're one of those teams that's knocking from the outside, trying to get in.
Yeah.
And they have a loaded defense. They have a great running game. They're very well coached with Kevin Stefanski. That 1-2 punch with Kareem Hunt and Chubb is like almost unstoppable.
It is.
Baker, will he get better? Will he be average? Will he keep the ball? That's what's going to determine how far the Browns will go.
Hey, man. As long as the 1-2 punch is going, Baker is going to be firing.
Odell is back. That'll be interesting to see. How good will Odell be? Mm-hmm. I picked him in one of my fantasy leagues, so I'm hoping he could be a sleeper.
Yeah.
In like a flex position. Like, he's a number one receiver.
He is. Like,
it's just, it takes away now from their 1-2 punch. If you have to target Odell. Yeah. If he needs his targets, then
they still got Hooper, right? If I'm,
they got Austin Hooper, yeah, they got Jarvis Landry.
And they got Njoku as well. So they're
They're a very well rounded team. Yeah. Like, and they're held by the realms of Baker Mayfield and his performance.
Yeah.
But we seen last year, they won the division. If Baker is doing what he needs to do, keeping the ball and not turning it over, then they shouldn't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But my pick for this game, give me the Browns, give me the +6.
Yeah.
I think they keep it close. They run the ball. They get after Mahomes. Because I think the Chiefs, yes, they know they need to win games and they're motivated to win, but they also could lose a few games here and there.
Yeah. They're the cruising team because they don't care until the playoffs are on.
Yeah, because they know that. And they learn from that. Like, they don't have to win every game.
They don't.
They need to win when it matters.
They need to stay healthy. That's the thing, because they've had two long runs in the previous 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is, again, a marathon.
Mm-hmm. And to start off against a team like the Browns, that's like,
you want
to
stay healthy.
Yeah. So, give
like
the Browns a +6.
I like
and
the
what's
plus the
over under?
53.
High, eh?
Yeah.
I can see it going over.
I could see it going over as well. I could see this as a shootout.
Maybe.
You think low scoring, Alec?
I don't think low scoring, but 53, that's tough.
You can't see this game.
I'm saying 35.
Yeah, I was about to say
28.
I was gonna say this is like
24.
A 30-27 game. Like, this is a game where which defense makes the first stop?
Because
both offenses are gonna be scoring either field goals or touchdowns.
Yeah, it's the only thing is if it's like Browns are getting three and out somehow and they're just running the ball.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. Can they stop, can Chiefs stop their running game?
On cue.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. This is the game of the week, though.
Yeah,
this is a 4 o'clock game.
4 o'clock game.
Afternoon game.
Afternoon. 4:25 so, up here.
Yeah, this is the big afternoon game.
Yeah. Easily.
So, that's cool. So, what do we have after that?
Then I don't know how Broncos got the 4:25 game facing the Giants. That game better not be in red zone either.
It's in New York?
It's in New York, yeah. Oh,
okay.
2.5 and Giants are underdogs, 42 under, or over under, 42.
That's a coin flip game. Yeah. That can go either way.
Teddy's coming out party.
Teddy's coming out party. Daniel Jones.
Saquad.
Coming back from his ACL. Yeah.
Will Galladay be playing?
There's a lot of question marks. Will
Evan Ingram be playing?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I was early. I like the Giants because I do think they have a decent defense. And they're well coached. But now that I think it through.
Broncos have a good defense too. I like the Broncos 2.5.
Yeah, if we're to pick the game. They have Bradley Chubb on one side. They have
Vaughn on the other.
Vaughn Miller on the other side coming back from his injury.
Yeah.
They have
the cornerback.
Their safety, Simmons, I believe. Is their safety. I know they have a good, pretty good secondary. They have Patrick Surtain that they drafted.
Yeah.
So they, their defense is solid. So what's the over-under in that game? Because I might like the under in that one.
42.
Yeah, see?
This is a 2010 game.
Yeah.
Instead of 23-10.
Yeah, I'm staying away from this game.
Yeah. But if I was to pick the, anything, I would go Denver -2.5. Or I would just go my Denver money line. Yeah. I would just go Denver money line if you don't.
So it's Denver's favorite 2.5.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, shit. Okay, so because I grabbed Giants at 1.5, +1.5.
Jesus.
Because I don't know what I thought. Denver, I don't like the coach. I don't like Vic Fangio. But they did draft pretty well.
Yeah.
And they
Jones
have
is
a defense. And then if they get after Jones and Jones
is a turnover boy.
Yeah, that one's a weird one. That one, yeah. I might flip on that one.
Yeah, I like them. I like Denver 2.5, yeah.
I'm going to stay away from that game, but
that might be my fun ticket.
The pick, yeah. The pick that I give out, because if you take Denver in the money line, it'll probably give you.
It's -150. Yeah, it's good odds. Yeah, that's great odds for me. On the money line,
it'll add value to your parlay.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's a game that shouldn't really come on your TV. No. You just find out about that after the fact.
The next game is your boys,
my Saints.
Yes, there. Then you got A-Rod traveling to the New Orleans Saints.
This is the Sunday night.
No.
This is the
4:25 game.
The 4:25.
Yes.
Okay,
the spread is 4.5.
I have the Chiefs, Browns, and Saints, Packers playing at the same time, eh? Oof. Gotta double screen that one.
Yeah, we do. Triple screen. 4.5
is the spread.
This will
be very interesting.
50 over under.
4.5, so it went up.
Yeah.
I think it was 3.
3.
A few weeks ago. Now it's 4.5. This game, I like Packers money line, unfortunately. I don't know. I wouldn't bet on my team, and I don't like to bet on the Saints, just because it's a double, double trouble. Because if they lose, it's just like, holy.
Yeah, punching air.
Feel it. Yeah, punching air. And, yeah. So, just to talk on it, Jameis Winston's coming up party. We don't have Michael Thomas. It'll be a lot of AK-41. A lot of Kamara. I can see a lot of dump offs, a lot of handoffs, a lot of running the ball to find our identity. And if we're able to move the ball with Kamara, because we do have a good offensive line, and if we're able to run the ball, Kamara, get a few plays down the field from Jameis, that'll be interesting. But
yeah,
it's hard. And we're not playing at home.
You are at home.
I know we're at home, but we're playing in Jacksonville.
Right, because of the,
actually in the home because of Hurricane Ida.
Oh,
sorry. Hurricane Ida, so prayers.
That's crazy.
To family, friends out there in New Orleans going through Hurricane Ida. I think they're recovering well, but I know the first five home games per se, I think the Saints will be playing in Jacksonville, in Duval Stadium. So we'll see how that goes. But I like Packers to win that game. I think Green Bay is on a last dance type run with them, with Rodgers and Davante Adams and the core they have. So it'll be very interesting to see how that game pans out. But give me Packers money line on that one. But yeah. Anyone else have thoughts on that game?
I like Packers 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a sweet spot. I like it. I like it below a touchdown, but over a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But the over-under, I don't really... I'm not going to touch that.
What is that?
50.
50?
Yeah. I don't see this game as a shootout.
I really can't tell. That's going to be one of those games that's going to tell us a lot, too.
Yeah.
Saints, no one knows how good or bad they'll be. Like, a lot of people have that. Like, a lot of people are on them thinking that they're still a good team because they have good assets around them, and they just lost Drew Brees.
Right.
Right? Now you're just putting in a quarterback like Jameis that may suffer in decision-making ability, but his ability to throw the ball down the field is what the Saints didn't have, and now they'll have it with Jameis that has a big arm. They have a good defense that is good against the run. It's just not the best secondary, and we don't have a secondary cornerback because we have Lattimore on one side, but we have corners competing for that second quarterback spot. So we'll see.
We will.
Like I said, I like the Packers in that one.
Mm-hmm.
That might be one of my locks too, to be honest. The Packers to win that one. But
yeah, you gotta know your team, right?
Yeah, I think that wraps up the afternoon games, all right?
One more.
There's one more afternoon game. Full. Yeah, because no one's on the bye week, so everyone has a game. Yeah. That's true, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then Miami and New England. 2.5 is the spread, 43.5.
The Bama boys, eh? The Bama Bowl?
Yeah, and Miami traveling to New England. Belichick probably putting 2 in a headlock. Fuck. We remember what happened last year.
Yeah, I'm not too fond of Tua.
Yeah.
He'll have to prove me wrong, but I don't see it yet, but...
Yeah, I'm not a believer. I thought it was the wrong move, especially last year, for Miami to pull Fitzpatrick's or...
Yeah, that was incredibly dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a game I'm staying away from, but...
Belichick defense? Yeah, I wouldn't bet against that.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against that either. This is your game,
Miami,
yeah.
That divisional.
He hasn't been a headlock.
No. Honestly, I'll take the Pats. That game.
Yeah?
I'll take the Pats.
Yeah.
What's the spread?
2.5.
2.5? I'll take the spread... And, yeah, I think Pats win this game. It's in Miami?
Yeah. No, it's in New England.
It's
Miami.
New England?
Yeah, Miami.
And they're favored only 2.5?
Yeah.
In Foxborough?
Yeah.
Respect.
But respect, Belichick. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is such a dumb spread.
Respect, Bill.
Yeah, like...
Bill, what I've seen from this offseason, he's not really playing around.
He is not fucking around.
He's not laughing.
We've never seen the Patriots have this type of offseason. What was the last time you seen them make this much moves?
Yeah.
Picking up two
anybody
tight ends,
everybody.
A receiver.
Yeah.
Drafting a quarterback in the first round.
They always
making
have
him the quarterback.
Yeah.
They have Damian Harris and this other Stevenson guy that's getting a lot of love in fantasy. And I think their O-line and their ability to run the ball and the structure just past offense is just going to get back to their ways. And I feel like they trust Mac, and I feel like Mac is competent enough to.
And Mac looked decent in preseason, man.
He looked
like a Pat boy. He looked like a Belichick.
Yeah, he looked structured, delivered the ball, on pace, not flustered or anything, just really delivering the ball and on time. And he knows the system. He didn't look, you know.
He's a pro.
He's a pro. Yeah. He's what you would want in a player.
From Bama as a
from
pro.
From Bama with Saban.
Saban and Belichick are
Belichick,
our homies, so probably put in the word for him. My boy Khalid's team.
So, yeah, I like the Pats with that one. Pats are going to be a very interesting team. They have weapons all over, but will they work? Who knows? Because they made a lot of moves. Who knows how the chemistry will be, but Mac's new too, so it's just Mac and the new receivers. That'll be very interesting. We got team of the Pats to win that one.
Yeah, I like the Pats to win that one as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting, because Miami does have a good defense. Will they be able to get after Mac Jones? But I feel like Bill will game plan around that. And I feel like the Patriots defense, even though Gilmore's out, which is a huge loss for them, but I feel like they'll scheme up something where it'll hold them down.
Yeah. And then wrapping up the Sunday with the Niter game is the Chicago Bears traveling to L.A. 7.5 is a spread, over under 45.
What'd you say?
45 is over under.
45 is over under?
Yeah, 7.5 is the
No, because honestly, no cap. Just like, this guy is talking about better credit. Story time. We had Abner on the way here, see? So, as we're driving, we're smoking.
Yeah.
And then Abner tosses a spliff out the window, okay? I'm driving. And there's just like a smell that something's burning into it.
What is that smell?
This guy dropped a cherry on his shirt and burnt a hole in his shirt.
Yeah, oh, on the side pocket. Crazy, bro. I'm like, what is that?
I just hear that. I'm like, yo, what is on fire?
Oh, at least did it burn you?
No.
Oh, Lord.
So it was on fire.
Welcome. That was the Cheech and Chong story time. Adventure times of Cheech and Chong.
Hey, man, that's how we do it.
You never know what to expect.
That's how we do it, man.
But expect the unexpected with cherry bombs and cherries going in people's pockets and weed mishaps.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta listen to Stephen A.
Stay off the weed!
But that was a nice little breakaway from this, just running through week one.
Yeah.
But we're almost done.
Yeah.
Almost getting through these picks, and then we can get to our
lock of the week.
Locks, parlays, and picks of the week, yes. Mm-hmm. So, where are we at now? I remember you said
Sunday nighter, the Bears at the Rams. 7.5 is a spread, 45 over under.
This is the Sunday night game.
This is the Sunday night game, correct.
Sunday night game.
In LA.
In LA.
That beautiful stadium.
SoFi Stadium, yeah. What do you like for this one?
Me?
Yeah.
I like the over in this game somehow.
So 45?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more.
This is a game that goes like, because Rams offense is good. I like Rams offense.
Mm-hmm.
They could score 30 points easily.
Right.
And if Bears can put up 17 to 20 points somehow, that's my over. Because Andy Dalton is not a scrub.
Mm-hmm.
I like their offense as well. They have the Mooney versus Ramsey showdown coming up week one, which will take away from the game. But it will allow Andy to throw the ball to Allen Robinson more, dump off to D-Mod, and the tight end they had, I forget their tight end's name, not Burton, the other tight end they had in the preseason that showed off. This season, I forget, he had like 2 touchdowns in 1 game, and they were saying like he...
On Chicago,
yeah.
Cole Kmet.
Yes, that, thank you. Yeah. So, I feel like if Chicago could give me 17 points, and I could get 30 from Rams easy, I like the over in this game.
Okay. No, I don't think Chicago will be able to score.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rams may have the number one defense in the league with Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey. I think they just have a solid squad. I think Browns might have the number one defense. It'll be close.
They're in the conversation. Top 3-4.
When you have Aaron Donald that could lock up your front seven, and then you have Jalen Ramsey on the outside to control the outside and the whole passing game. I do like the Rams in this spot because I feel like Andy Dalton is going to lose that job. And we're going to see Justin Fields, 100%. There's no way we don't see Justin Fields by their bye week. If they have an early bye, I'll say after the bye, Justin Fields is on the field. But Andy Dalton's not. I saw Andy Dalton in Dallas, and yes, they had a lot of injuries. but I don't think the pressure is Chicago. They love their sports. The fans are going to eat up Andy Dalton if he's
playing. They're already screaming Fields' name when Andy was playing.
Exactly. And the Bears start off. They have the Rams, the Bengals. They play the Browns, Lions, Raiders, Packers. So
they're looking at a 3-3.
So it's looking at 3-3. And if they're not able to get the 3-3 out of those games, like say they drop Rams, then the Bengals, and then drop the Browns, I feel like week 3 or week 4 against the Lions, there's a possibility we see Justin Fields in week 4 against the Lions, given and that, you know, that easy game at home against the Lions, let them come out and do well. If they start out 0-3, which is a possibility, losing to the Rams, Bengals, and then the Browns, we see Justin Fields in week 4. Yeah.
I don't think they lose to the Bengals, but it's a possibility.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a possibility, but who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, give me the Rams and them to cover that spread.
At 7.5.
Yeah. And then we have one more game.
The Monday nighter.
Right?
The Cojo's Ravens.
Yes. Now.
Traveling to Las Vegas Stadium.
Some of you might thought Cojo was absent. And then we replaced him.
No, I just don't know shit about football.
Added ice. Into the, there can only be one fantasy league this year. And it's always good to get that outsider, external observation on football. In the fantasy world and in the bank, TD Bank, your Baltimore Ravens kick off Monday Night Football against
Las Vegas.
We should have made a trip out of it. We could have went to Las Vegas. Got some booths and bottles.
You have Las Vegas money?
They have booths. You can get booths and bottles
in the end zone.
In the end zone. Four. Hey, man. One of these bets, and we could have the money.
A lot?
Yeah, we need the Bobby bets.
How week one goes.
Who knows? But I have to throw 100 on my soccer parlay.
Yeah, exactly. One big filthy parlay that hits, and we have Vegas money. There you go, just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4.5 the spread.
We have 18 weeks to become millionaires. Will this be the year? Find out next time. Find out on episode 20.
We'll see, man.
If you hear us on Million Dollar Podcast Picks, whatever it's called, we made it.
Yeah.
If Barstool gets back to us, then you know, there's a step in the
direction.
Hey,
man. Where you at,
Chris? We sent you the email, man. Come on.
We working.
So, yes, let's get your pick for this game. We have Ravens and at Las Vegas Raiders.
Correct.
Monday Night Football. Yeah. You know, that's a pretty good Monday Night game to start off.
Hurt Ravens.
A lot of athlete. J.K. Dobbins down. They lost Justice Hill as well. Torn Achilles. So Gus Edwards was someone I should have picked in the draft. Thinking about now, shit.
Yes.
Damn. Well, yeah. The spread is
4.5
for the Ravens, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
4.5 for the Ravens. Huh.
51.
Okay. And 51
over
is the over under.
Okay.
Yeah, Cojo.
I don't like the over.
No, I do not like the over.
Yeah.
It's an under game.
But you think so Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
His backfield is hindered right now. He lost 2 running backs, but he's a running back himself. So pretty much it's just now him as running back and Gus Edwards. And I don't know who else they'll have to bring up another running back, but I don't know who it'll be.
They worked out Le'Veon Bell.
They worked out Bell?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. They signed Bell for the Baltimore from the Steelers. Well, he messed up his career.
He did.
Golly.
He got his money, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. So
that was his career. He got his rings. He got his money. He's out of here.
Yeah. Me, personally, I will probably come up with a prop
for the game?
Day of next week, because we'll probably be here watching it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably come up with a prop for that game. A pick, I don't know. That's a kind of a weird game. Because of the Ravens' injuries, I do think Ravens will be a good team, but they have Harbaugh, and they're well coached. They have a solid defense. But I don't know. both sides of the team. I think they're Raiders are good sometimes, and then they're terrible. They'll beat the Chiefs, and they'll lose to the Jets. So you never know with the Raiders, and it's one of those games where it's a toss-up. So I personally would stay away. Props I'll look up for the game is Lamar's rushing yards over.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Lamar anytime touchdown. That's what I'll be looking at. Some props like that.
Yeah, Darren Waller anytime touchdown.
Darren Waller anytime touchdown, something like that. Yeah. But I can't say I have a pick, but let's just say for the sake of it, I'll go with the Ravens.
Yeah.
I'll take Ravens money line.
Ravens money line, you heard it first. They'll probably be tossed into one of your big filthy parlays that we'll speak up on very shortly when we give out a pick.
I'm going to take Raiders money line.
Raiders money line? Oof. I like that one.
At home, week one, Monday night.
What are the odds?
Plus
180. Yeah, throw that in in your parlay where you're confident with two other teams. That'll do very well. That's a recap of week one. We have some picks. And now we have to get into our segment where we give out our lock. We should do locks, spread, and parlay. A spread pick.
Yeah.
A lock pick, lock of a winner, and a parlay.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Let's make some money. Yes. Okay. Who wants to go first? Who has their pick sorted?
I have something sorted.
Do you want to give out your lock? What's your lock? Just one team that you know is going to win or spread, whoever the pick it may be.
Like I said, my lock is the Pittsburgh Steelers, 6.5+.
That's your lock, yeah? So bold lock. Locked and sealed. Okay. And let's go with your spread. Do you want to make that your spread or do you want to make that your lock?
No, I have a spread pick too.
Okay.
The spread is Vikings -3.
Vikings -3.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then your last parlay.
And then last my parlay.
Long shot parlay.
Give me Bill. -2.5 or plus. Yeah. -2.5 at home.
Bills?
No. Belichick. New England.
Oh, Bill Belichick. Okay.
Yeah. Give me Billy.
Bill.
Yeah. 2 in a headlock, please. I'll take that. I'll probably toss a unit on that if I could.
Okay. And what else are you parlaying that with?
I'm parlaying that with the Green Bay 4.5,
mm-hmm.
and then Washington +100 to win on money line, which is +600 with the 3.
Okay.
So New England -2.5 at home, Green Bay -4.5 at Saints, which is in Jacksonville.
Yes.
And then Washington money line +100 altogether gives me 600. You throw a 50 on that, you can get 300.
I like that. That is
plus your 50 back for those who don't know.
Yeah, that sounds good. I don't mind that one. Who wants to go next? Kojo, do you have yours? Because I know you want to throw some footy in, because footy will be back this weekend as well.
Yeah.
So do you want to give out? First, let's give out your lock, your football lock for week one. Who is your guaranteed winner?
A guaranteed winner?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the 49ers.
49ers over the Lions? Lions?
Yeah, over the Lions.
Okay, that is your lock. Okay, and then for your
spread
pick,
I'm taking... No, I'm going to take the Patriots.
Your Patriots. Okay, I think we're all on board with the Patriots.
I'm taking the Patriots.
The Patriots 2.5, right?
Yeah. And then for my parlay... I have a 6-teamer here.
Jeez. Ooh, we have a long shot parlay.
Long shot. Yeah,
long shot, filthy parlay. I think it's not a long shot, but 6 is still long.
6 is, I guess, yeah. Yeah. I got Man United over Newcastle.
Oh, the boys are back. The debut of Mr. Ronaldo. Will he dress up? He'll be dressed. Will he play? We'll find out.
He hasn't trained.
Okay.
I got Real Madrid over Celta Vigo.
Okay.
This one's a tough one, but Bayern over RB Leipzig. PSG over Clermont. Liverpool over Leeds.
Okay.
And lastly,
but not least,
the boys in North London over Norwich. Arsenal over Norwich.
Didn't I say you shouldn't bet your boys?
No, nah, but we should, not, they have to. They have. They need a win. They like. They have to win. So,
I think this is the one. Where 16 they get the win?
Parlay. Like me, I like my odds in decibels.
Mm-hmm.
So, 11.28.
Okay.
Probably gonna throw a 30 on that. Return is 338.46. So yeah, you just times 30 times 11.28. That's how you get your return. For those who don't know.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. I like that. I like that. So I'm gonna give out my lock. My lock for week one of the football season. Give me the LA Rams. LA Rams money line. Sunday night football. In LA. In that new stadium. Matt Stafford. Give me the Rams to win that game. Lock it up. The spread that I am going to take. Let's see what the spread I want to do. I think I'm going to go. I'm going to ride the Patriots wave. I hope we're all right on that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones, we're all taking the chance. Actually, no. No. Give me the Niners. Give me the Niners. Give me the Niners 7.5.
Jeez.
Against the Lions.
Jeez. Wow. Okay,
that is my spread pick. Give me that.
Fall for the trap, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to fall for the trap.
Set hook.
And then take it. If it's a trap, it's a trap. So, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. And then my long shot parlay, I have a 7-teamer.
Jesus.
Long shot parlay.
What?
Seven.
7-teamer parlay. 7 teams.
Football? 7.
Football. All football.
God damn.
So, give me the Chiefs on the money line. At -270, I got it in early. Packers, -200. Rams, -340. Niners, -370. Bills, -275. Buccaneers, -340. And the Tennessee Titans. So this is a lot of home favorites. And the one under only, well, they're on the road, Niners in Detroit, but they should win that game. So those 7 teams, Tennessee, Buccaneers, Bills, Niners, Rams, Packers, and the Chiefs. And I have that at, that's +495. So, let's see how that one goes. It's my long shot. Just picking a lot of winners. And we'll see how that one goes. And that's my pick for the week. Bobby Betts, the heater. Will the heater continue into week one?
Shit, I hope so.
So, let's get your lock.
My lock, I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to pick some different games.
Okay, I like that.
Lock of the week, I'm going to take Green Bay.
Green Bay, I like that.
Green Bay to win for sure.
Against my Saints, okay, I'll accept
no it. Disrespect.
No disrespect. No disrespect. Come on the pod, disrespect my Saints. I disrespect my Saints. I think the Packers will win myself, so it is what it is.
Spread, I'm going to take Tennessee.
Tennessee
against Arizona.
That is 2.5? 3.5?
Three.
Okay.
Take Tennessee on the spread.
I like that.
My parlay is a spread parlay. It's 5 teams.
Oh, spread parlay. This is going to be big money.
Take the Washington football teamers.
I love it. I love that.
Over the Chargers. We're going to take the Patriots. Over the Dolphins. The Titans. Over the Cardinals. The Colts. I'm taking the Seahawks over the Colts. And then I'm betting on my team.
Niners. Do it. Just me.
Niners at 7.5.
Yes, sir. Let it ride.
Let it ride, baby.
Yes. Yes.
What'd you throw on it?
Stake is $10 and return $250.
Okay. So I think that's 25? 25. Yeah. Well, this should be an interesting week of football.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
I'm very excited for this week. Our fantasy teams, we have some mixed emotions, but we'll see how that progresses going into week one. We'll give you some update on the winners and losers as we face each other in this fantasy league that we have put together. Shout out Raz, the commissioner, and the league name. There can only be one. Who will be the one to win this year? Will I defend my championship? I'll make sure you guys hear about it. That is for damn sure, because I've got 3 in a row. A lot of you guys, y'all can't talk to me, so that's how it's going to be. I guess that wraps up another episode.
Yes, there.
Episode 4 in the books. Yeah. I know we really didn't get a live fantasy episode, but hey, we got Bobby Betts on here.
Yes.
So we kind of
our first guest.
Halfway.
Our first guest,
right?
Yeah.
So appreciate you, Abbott, pulling up.
Thanks for having
yes.
me. Yes. Appreciate being here.
That was a good one. And what should we go out on? I guess CLB weekend. I guess we should go on some drink.
That's only right.
And it off, I don't know which one to go, because I don't know what is like the standout track on this album. Yeah, it's very early, but I think we should head out on some
Fair Trade.
Fair Trade, or what about Yaba's Heartbreak? Because I always like to head out on some soulful vibes.
Nice
little interlude.
Just cue the track.
Just cue the track.
Jesus.
Thank you again. Follow us on all our social media channels that we have out. Instagram, Twitter.
Yes, sir.
Follow
There'll be a lot of football picks this week.
Our Finsta accounts. We'll be having our picks on Twitter, IG, wherever our social medias are. And look out for that. Yeah? And look out for this episode sometime this week. Thank you.
Signing out.
Peace.
Peace.